Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Had that one, didn't they? Had it. Didn't win it. A number of reasons. Bottom line, Browns had a football game they could have won, they didn't, and now 10 straight games where the offense has scored 17 or fewer points. That's problematic. I'm Jeff Phelps. This is Andy Baskin.
Yeah, that goes back a little bit. It's difficult to swallow yesterday's game. I'm sorry. And by the way, Kevin Stefanski lost a lot of supporters, I think, by the way things shook out. But you also have to look at a defense that gave up a big drive at the end of the game to give it up. I always want to talk about, you know, the complimentary football. Complimentary football. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that in the last 5 years. Complimentary. The special teams. The defense. The offense. Well, guess what? The fourth estate let them down yesterday, and I thought that was coaching. So I don't. It's an interesting conundrum I think they're in right now, and I think that people that were kind of toeing the line on Kevin and Kevin's future here are leaning towards, hey, maybe they need some a new thought process. But again, you're sitting on two first-round draft picks next year. You're trying to figure out what this year is all about. You're trying to figure out if you've got a quarterback. I watched a kid play yesterday that I thought was pretty good, but at the end of the game, that number was 17, and it's not any better than what Joe Flacco has been able to do.
Or Jameis Winston. Or DTR.
Yeah, I'm just looking at guys on the current roster. So yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, Jameis was able to get over it. Jameis had a couple 30-point games.
And then there. He did. Yeah. Then he had some that weren't.
Yeah.
So it's 10 straight games of 17 or fewer points. I think Kevin Stefanski is a good NFL head coach. I think the timeout situation yesterday is one that he, if he doesn't regret, he should. We'll explain that as we go. I wouldn't make any kind of a coaching move. I like Kevin. I think he's a good coach. We've all been around this too long. This is the type of stuff that gets people fired. And this is the type of stuff that gets people fired. You've gone 10 straight games scoring 17 or fewer points. It's not Kevin's fault that they coughed up first-round draft choices for a quarterback who came in and didn't play very well for them. It's not Kevin's fault that that quarterback tore his Achilles and then tore it again. It's not Kevin's fault that he was given Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders to work with. It's not Kevin's fault that they gave him Jerry Jeudy and called him a number one wide receiver and gave him Cedric Tillman and called him a number two wide receiver and said, here's Isaiah Bond. He didn't go through training camp. Here's Jamari Thrash. Good luck. That's not Kevin's fault.
I mean, if we're going to dig up old bones, it's kind of hard not to look at Tampa Bay and see where their quarterback is 4-1. He's got 8 touchdown passes. He's like in the top 5 in passing yards. And he used to wear a Cleveland Browns jersey and was pretty loyal until the organization didn't want to be loyal to him. Now, was he mature or not mature? I don't know.
That's all well and good. Let me give you a different thought on that team.
Okay.
That team had Mike Evans, Chris Godwin.
Those guys aren't playing. I mean, he's got injured guys right now.
Hold on.
Okay.
This is not about Baker Mayfield.
For me, it is.
Okay, you go ahead with that.
I will.
It's about this. They had Mike Evans. They had Chris Godwin. They had Jalen McMillan, three wide receivers who were better than anybody the Browns have.
True, that's true.
And they went out and drafted another in Emeka Ogbuka.
And he's looking like a
Looking like a stud.
Yes, he is.
They had three guys who were better than the Browns, anybody the Browns have, and went out and drafted another one better than anybody the Browns have. They have running backs. The Browns have a running back. They keep adding to the skill positions, and this team doesn't. And that's not the head coach's fault. But people pay the price when teams do things like the Browns are doing right now. And I just think that we should all pay attention to this. I also think this, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
If nothing happens here right now, and again, I don't think it should. If nothing happens now, I think that's telling. And I say that for this reason. This is the type of a situation that gets coaches fired. It's also the type of a situation that gets general managers fired.
Yeah, yesterday was.
And if nothing happens here and they go on with business as usual, I think that tells you a lot about where the organization is. That they're thinking long term. That they think this is not the team this year, but we think it might be the team in a year or two. And that's why we're not making any changes. So I just think we should all pay attention here. Again, I think Kevin Stefanski is a good football coach. I like him. I want him as coach of this franchise. The timeout thing yesterday, I think he blew it. I think that was bad.
You can't have an 11-second drive when you've got the lead. Like, they played not to win. I'm sorry. They played not to win. I know that's kind of a twist on the way people look at it, but
they played not to lose, and they lost.
They find different ways to lose, or whether that's Kevin's fault or the history of this organization since 1999. That yesterday, you're right, Jeff. I mean, this is the kind of, if this was game 17 and they were in Pittsburgh, guys would be told to find their own ride home. Let's be honest. And you wouldn't be surprised if they would leave somebody in London if this was week 17.
Andy, the Haslams have fired coaches for less.
Yeah, way less.
Again,
I do think...
I don't think the guy should be removed. I like him. I think he's a good coach. He's not been given a ton to work with. And I think if things remain in place, I think that's telling about the organization. And I don't think that's even a bad thing. All I know is this isn't working. And, you know, I go back to three things for yesterday's loss, Andy.
Okay.
Your first four possessions of the fourth quarter. Oh, my God. Three and out. Five plays, one first down, three and out. You ran, 14 plays and picked up 30 yards. If you pick up two first downs,
you win the game.
You probably win the football game.
Yes.
Instead, the offense was god awful in the fourth quarter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
That's one. Number two, I had a coach reach out to me this morning and said, went back and watched that final drive three times. I don't care about the timeouts. I don't care about the offense not doing in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You got to make a stop. You can't let an injured Carson Wentz lead the Minnesota Vikings 10 plays, 80 yards to win a football game. That's absolutely true. The defense had been pretty good. Defense down in when it mattered most.
Yeah, when it mattered the most, they didn't make the play. But then again, and I didn't look at time of possession from yesterday's game. How long? What did you? I don't know if you saw that or not. But
it was even at halftime, real close.
I just, you know, you look at a game like that, and you're just like, there you go, should have won again.
Yep.
33-26. Sorry, wrong game. Hang on, I'll find it. Should have known this before I got out here. It's just looking at that game yesterday, it's just, you want to put your head through the screen. It's another one of those games where you're just like, it was almost dead even. 30-29 to 29-31. And the Browns had the ball longer.
And then, Andy, the timeouts.
I can't believe that.
Kevin.
They didn't turn the ball over. Like, there were little things they did in yesterday's game that they did right. How much fun was it to watch Quinshon Judkins yesterday?
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, it was awesome. That was fun. There were little things he's in that good. Game yesterday where I felt like they were going in the right direction. And you just kind of, we just sit there and we wait for the bottom to fall out. That's who we are. I thought Judkins' quote after the game about being at Ohio State where they walk in the stadium every game, they expect to win. I don't know. Does our team expect to win every game? During the pregame show yesterday, the guys in London made it sound like, man, they had a fresh attitude. Everybody was in a good mood. Everything was good. Like I kind of felt like they were going to upset them yesterday. And you know what? They should have upset them yesterday. Were they missing 3-4 offensive linemen? How did they lose? How did they lose again? How did they not get to 20 points again? It's the same broken record. It's frustrating. The only thing that was good was I had the rest of the day to myself after they lost. I think that's the way most people felt around town. Saw people working on their yards yesterday.
The timeouts late in the game, I thought Kevin hacked that up. I don't think that was a good call. They started calling timeouts when Minnesota reached the Browns 21 with 1 minute and 10 seconds to play. Minnesota still had one timeout left. So at that point, I understand the thought. I just disagree with it. Kevin's thinking, all right, they're getting the field goal, and this will allow me to have some time to come back and maybe put some points on the board. What I think they did was they allowed Minnesota to get a touchdown. All right, you concede the field goal, right? If you're at the 21-yard line and you make stops, then that's a 38-yard field goal. So basically an extra point, and you have a good kicker in Will Reichard. So you got to figure you're going to get the field goal. By calling those timeouts, you allowed Minnesota – with a beat-up offensive line, to relax, get set, not use their last timeout, and they scored with 25 seconds left. I think that was a bad call by Kevin. If he had to do it over again, obviously it didn't work. He would do it differently because it didn't work. And all that did was gave Minnesota a chance to regroup, score a touchdown while you were conceding the field goal. That was bad. And they were really conservative with Dillon Gabriel all day in the play calling with the offense. So even if you conserve time, Andy, did you have confidence that he was going to be able to cut it loose and go?
No.
I didn't think
no,
so either.
When they got to midfield towards the end of the game, too, I was like, do you put Flacco in because he has a stronger arm? Although Gabriel did launch that one that they called timeout before. That was like 50 yards in the air. He got it to the end zone on that. There was a part.
And then
they
didn't throw another one down there. Yeah.
And then he tried to get out of bounds with 1 second to
go. Your wide receivers yesterday caught five balls. Two of them were after Minnesota came back and took the lead. So in the final 20 seconds, he had two 22-yard completions, one to Thrash and one to Isaiah Bond. So your wide receivers were a non-factor. Been saying for a number of years, the wide receiving talent on this team isn't good enough. Well, it's not. It's not.
It hasn't been for a while, Jeff.
That's not Kevin's fault. Kevin doesn't bring in the players. It goes back to the Watson trade and the first-round picks and everything else, but other teams give up first-round picks and are able to put talent on their team. This team doesn't have enough offensive talent. It doesn't. Quinshon Judkins is the real deal.
Yes.
The offensive line that everybody's been shredding sure did a great job run blocking yesterday, didn't it? Dillon Gabriel didn't get sacked, did he?
No.
Didn't throw an interception, did he?
Nope.
Yet the Browns lose. 216-474-0092 is the number to join
he
us.
He would have if Minnesota didn't call timeout, though. That last ball was picked. The one that when Minnesota called timeout at the end of the game.
Oh.
It would have been picked. But it doesn't... I'm frustrated and numb, and that's kind of where I'm at this point. I'm just, where are you? That's what I want to know. Where are you?
216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.